Well, definitely setting its sights on a way forward is the Chinese leadership on its Trans-Pacific relationship with the United States.
Yeah, healthy bilateral ties is a big hope as President Xi Jinping congratulated President-elect Joe Biden on winning the U.S. election. He echoed similar sentiments by the Chinese Foreign Ministry 2 weeks ago.
Well, both men met several times, in fact, when Mr. Biden was vice president in the Obama administration. Perhaps underscoring how tense relations have become under the Trump administration, Chinese state media quotes Mr. Xi saying that he hopes the two sides will uphold, quote, the spirit of non-conflict, non-confrontation, mutual respect, and win-win cooperation. He adds that promoting stable development of ties will serve both peoples and meet expectations of the international community.
The Communist Party-linked paper Global Times is already hailing the possible return of better relations between the world's two biggest economic powers. Now, it quoted experts as saying China has been cautious in congratulating Mr. Biden because of the chaos of the U.S. election, where current President Donald Trump still refuses to concede.
Well, Mr. Biden continues to work on the transition of power. In his Thanksgiving message, he appealed for unity in fighting the pandemic. He asked Americans to, quote, steel their spines, voicing optimism for America's future in the 21st century.
We're going to dream big again. Our future is bright. The work ahead is not going to be easy. It will not be quick. You want solutions, not shouting. Reason, not hyperpartisanship. Light, not heat. You want us to hear one another again, see one another again, respect one another again. You want Democrats and Republicans and independents to come together and work together. And that, my friends, is what I'm determined to do.
Well, his calls for optimism comes as the U.S. faces more dire numbers in the pandemic. Hospitalizations in a single day hit a record 88,000. Deaths in one day reached nearly 2,100, the deadliest in over 6 months. That translates into one death every 40 seconds. Let's get to Simon Marks to take on the situation. Simon, how significant is Chinese President Xi Jinping's congratulatory message coming at this time? And are Chinese state media's hopes for a return to ties of pre-Trump days worrying anyone on Capitol Hill?
Well, it's a big moment. There's no question about that, Julie. It removes what has been a bit of a roadblock, an obstacle in terms of the relationship between the Biden transition team and Beijing. It was 2 weeks ago that the foreign ministry congratulated President-elect Joe Biden, but didn't do so in President Xi's name. So the idea now that President Xi is personally sending this message to Joe Biden, perhaps a precursor to a telephone call between the two of them at some point in the near future, certainly clears away some of the brush that has existed as the Chinese waited to see exactly what the electoral outcome was going to be here. And the message itself, this idea that it's time to put conflict and confrontation behind the bilateral relationship and move on to what China referred to as win-win cooperation, certainly sends a message to Joe Biden that the Chinese are ready to begin some kind of dialogue with the new incoming administration. But Joe Biden's room for maneuver is going to be somewhat limited, based not just on the diminishing of relations between Washington and Beijing over the last couple of years, but also by the very hard line that he, Joe Biden, took towards China on the campaign trail. So this is not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to be easy. And Republicans in Congress and outside it are already suggesting that this message from Xi Jinping to Joe Biden, in the words of one conservative commentator here close to President Trump today, was a set of instructions that the Chinese leader was giving to America's president-elect. Now, that's clearly not what the statement contained, but that's how some Republicans are choosing to interpret it publicly, and that suggests that they're not going to give Joe Biden an easy ride when it comes to the relationship with China, nor are they going to alter their hardline stance towards Beijing after Donald Trump leaves government.
And Simon, switching focus now to the outgoing president, Donald Trump has pardoned Michael Flynn, his former security advisor, who lied about his Russian contacts and, of course, connecting Trump's campaign to alleged collusion with Moscow. Clearly, President Trump is hell-bent on cleaning out the cobwebs of controversy during his administration to leave, I don't know, a better legacy. But does it, when you pardon these key officials that, in a way, marred his tenure?
Well, we've never seen anything like this before in Washington, D.C. I mean, you'd have to go back to the presidency of Bill Clinton, Adam, and his decision to pardon financier Mark Rich of corruption crimes to come to anything close to this decision to pardon Michael Flynn. And the great difference about this, of course, is that Michael Flynn, as President Trump's first national security advisor, wasn't in any way a business associate or in any way financially linked to Donald Trump. He was a member of Donald Trump's inner circle. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has seized on this tonight here, saying that this is evidence that President Trump is preparing to pardon people that could potentially damage him in any legal action that is taken against him at a later date after he leaves the presidency. And certainly, you know, the White House press secretary putting out a statement saying that Michael Flynn shouldn't need a pardon because he is innocent flies in the face of the fact that Michael Flynn entered guilty pleas not once but twice under oath in court to charges that he lied to the FBI and misled not just the FBI, but senior Trump administration officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, about the nature of his communications with the Russians in 2015 and 2016. It's perfectly likely that there are going to be more pardons in the days ahead as President Trump seeks to wrap things up in the White House. And there may be other Trump associates that follow Michael Flynn and are similarly benefited by the president's pardoning largesse and capacities.
Mm. Well, can't help but wonder whether any of these circumstances change when Biden actually announces who the next attorney general is going to be during his administration. All right, thanks very much for that, Simon. It was Simon Marks coming to us live from Washington, D.C.